All right, welcome to another edition of Sports with Friends. I'm Seth Everett. Glad you're here. And, you know, anytime you know me, you know I'm into tech. I can talk tech with anybody. I love reviewing tech. I love previewing it. This is a Sports with Friends podcast that you guys are all going to want to be interested in. What is Whoop? Well, think fitness tracker, but I think there's a little more to it. And I'm not doing a commercial. Will Ahmed's going to do the commercial. Will, welcome to Sports with Friends.
Thanks for having me, Seth.
There seems to be dozens of fitness trackers out there. What's unique about Whoop?
Well, Whoop is focused on working with the best athletes in the world and now aspirational athletes across the country. You know, we founded the company to really understand the body. You know, what can you do to prevent overtraining, prevent undertraining, prevent injuries, help athletes understand the importance of recovery and sleep? And you know, Whoop is deeply grounded in science from that standpoint. So everything that we monitor is around science and physiology. In particular, we measure strain and recovery and sleep. So you can think of strain as the intensity of a workout or the intensity of your overall day. You can think of recovery as how prepared your body is for strain. And then, of course, sleep is a key component into your rest cycle.
That's something that I hadn't heard about other fitness trackers. You know, the people who are listening to this see commercials, so we know what Fitbit is, we know what an Apple Watch is. The uniqueness is that you started talking about athletes. Are you talking about professional athletes? Are you talking about wannabe, the weekend warrior type? Who exactly are you targeting?
Yeah, so we started the company working with professional athletes, collegiate athletes, Olympians, and members of the military. And what we found was, you know, remarkable behavior change from our athletes using the product, like literally dedicating an additional 41 minutes of sleep per night, reducing alcohol consumption by 79%. These are college athletes, mind you, that are sleeping more and drinking.
People are stopping this recording right now.
fitness improvements, higher heart rate variabilities, lower resting heart rates. We saw a reduction in reported injury by 60%. So it's a product that's clearly helping athletes perform at a higher level. And in our case, these are all customers, right? So professional athletes are paying us to use the product, and they're not taking it off. So that says to me, okay, we've got something that understands the body that can really help people perform at a higher level. And if you think about the aspirational athlete, there's a lot of aspirational athletes out there, right? Your high school athlete who wants to be a collegiate athlete, maybe wants to get recruited, maybe wants to go pro one day, fight for a scholarship. You've got, your fitness enthusiasts who are going to the gym 3 to 5 times a week or, you know, doing various.
Or the ones that lie about it.
Right, right. And then you've got endurance competitors like runners and cyclists and swimmers. So historically, we were focused just on the professional realm with a team subscription model. As of today, we've expanded our product offering to the public. So for the first time, anyone can buy WhoopStrap 2.0. It's going to ship before the holidays, and it will give you the same access of analytics that we've used to train the best athletes in the world.
So this is not brand new. This is news to me. This is not brand new. You've targeted athletes, and athletes have used it. Now, you say that athletes can reduce injuries. What in the data that they can create helps them reduce injuries?
Sure. I mean, a number of injuries are caused due to fatigue and overtraining, and Whoop fundamentally has set out to solve overtraining. Overtraining is a mismatch between strain and recovery. So Whoop summarizes the world in terms of strain and recovery. If you have a low recovery and you're taking on a lot of strain and you're doing that day over day, you're overtraining your body. So for the first time, athletes can see when they have a low recovery, or a coach can see when members of their team have a low recovery, and then back off, let athletes rest more. So in that way, we're able to prevent overtraining. And then I would also say we give athletes the ability to really understand how much sleep they need before they go to bed. So get athletes thinking about that other 20 hours of the day. And just investing in rest and recovery makes an athlete less likely to get injured.
How does a device that you wear on your arm monitor your sleep? I've done research on CPAP. I've understood that the existence of all kinds of different monitors. I've never heard of one for your wrist that can monitor your sleep. How does that work? And how did you invent that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're measuring five sensors 100 times a second: heart rate variability, skin connectivity, ambient temperature, accelerometry.
All on your wrist?
All on your wrist, all continuously. So the product never needs to be taken off. It's lightweight. It's largely fabric, as you can see. And that allows a person to feel comfortable wearing it continuously. And then we also invented a modular charger that allows you to charge it without taking it off. So continuous data is so important to us. And in terms of monitoring sleep, we invented a sleep algorithm that triangulates all those sensors and operates on the same level of accuracy as a PSG machine. So human beings grading a PSG machine agree with each other 78% of the time, and we agree 77%.
How did you get involved in something like this? I love... Like I said, I'm fascinated with tech, but there's always a story for how somebody finds this to be their passion project. You're very passionate about it. How'd you get involved in something like this?
Well, first of all, it's an incredible cause, right, to really understand the body. I got into this space because I was playing squash at Harvard, and I felt like I was surrounded by athletes who didn't know what they were doing to their bodies, myself included. So athletes overtrain and undertrain and misinterpret fitness peaks, and for me, I wanted to solve those problems. So I did a ton of physiology research at Harvard. I met with a number of cardiologists and physiologists. I read something like 300 medical papers, which was totally unfamiliar territory because I was a government and economics concentrator. And next thing you know, I'm writing an 80-page paper on physiology just because I got so obsessed with it. And then I met my co-founder, John Capolupo. So John is our CTO. And he was studying the hardest math class at Harvard. He had an astrophysics background. And, his father is actually an exercise physiologist. So we had this marriage over a passion around physiology. And John really had the technical chops to start to understand what we needed to monitor and how to do it. And I had a vision for how the product could be used by coaches, athletes, teams.
As you're doing this, so you're writing these papers and you're reading all these things and you're learning all these things, Fitbit comes out. Fitbit is not for the athlete. Fitbit's for the average Joe. What is the difference?
Well, I think the most important thing is that Whoop set out to solve problems for athletes. So overtraining, undertraining, injuries, those are core problems that we're trying to solve. And as a result, we framed the whole world in terms of strain and recovery. And we're the first company to summarize your life in terms of strain and recovery. And as a result, we've seen from our athletes the ability to solve those problems. And then additionally, our technology is very different in that we're continuously measuring five sensors 100 times a second, so that's much more granular information. And then lastly, we created a dashboard with a real eye for privacy and sharing that allows the best athletes in the world to feel comfortable sharing data with professional coaches and trainers.
I think I know the answer to the next one, but why now go toward the public when in reality the response from athletes was so positive?
Well, we feel that the problems that we're solving are important to a broader audience. And, we get emails every day asking to buy the product. And, I've always wanted to grow the company organically. So, we think of every client as a partner. And, the nature of a startup is that you're not ready to grow at some points. We've reached a point where we are ready for that additional demand. And we believe we have a product for the aspirational athlete, your high school athlete, your fitness enthusiast, your endurance competitor, that can really understand their bodies.
All right. So before we wrap this up, name drop. Give me some athletes. I've heard some Olympians. Who are some of the athletes that our listeners say, wait a minute, I like that guy. He uses this.
Well, we've worked for a long time with Mike Mencius, who's LeBron James's trainer. We've worked with Keenan Robinson, who works with a number of Olympic athletes like Michael Phelps and others. We're proud that we have 20 Olympians going into Rio right now, a number of which are front runners. So, Adeline Gray in wrestling, Ryan Lochte and Connor Yeager in swimming, Kyle Lowry on the basketball team. So really across a lot of different disciplines. And mostly what I can say is we're just proud to get to work with these athletes every day and, play a small role in their success.
What was the initial response? What did it feel like when suddenly you worked with an athlete and the athlete says, I'm not endorsing this. This is legit. I love this thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was an incredible moment. I got a phone call recently about an Olympic swimmer, and she had consistently been getting sick. She had a low recovery, and she started using Whoop. She realized how much more she needed to invest in rest and recovery and sleep, so she started sleeping dramatically more. Her recovery went way up, and she just qualified by a hundredth of a second for the Olympics. And so, you know, stories like that that are really rewarding for us as a company. I'll tell you another story that was a little wild. Like, I was just I was watching the NBA, like, I think over Christmas break, and you're just like flipping through channels, and all of a sudden this Kia commercial comes on, and there's LeBron James wearing a Whoop strap during a Kia commercial. And, you know, just by chance, he had been wearing the product continuously while he was filming all these things. So, you know, you have this sort of, like, pinch me moment where arguably the best athlete on the planet is wearing your product in a commercial because he wants to understand his body.
So. That's great. Could you imagine? Did you pause it? Like, did you just, like, zoom in?
Yeah, I fumbled for my phone to try to take a picture of the screen, so.
Very nice. Well, it sounds like an interesting venture. I like the idea of the sports angle. Like I said, I was more interested in doing a sports topic, not necessarily a commercial. And I'm very interested to see where this goes because I think the athlete endorsement is absolutely key, and you've had that so far. So here's my official invitation. You have to come back on the show. You have to do this again, and we have to see how the progress goes.
Oh, I'd love to be back, Seth. You know, and I've always been a big fan of your show, and I think your angle on things is really
saying that because I'm here. That's Will Ahmed right here on Sports with Friends. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for subscribing. Make sure you do it through iTunes, and we'll talk to you again soon.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. All about, you can't take me for granted and smile. Come on, please, I'm gone. Forget reaching me by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person